In Daf Kufches Amid Aleph, in the middle of Tosfos that starts on Kufzayin Amid Beis, Chana Noime Ibn Moisov, and Tosfos was Machadish that Be'emison Mavriach Harim Minichse Chavere Yispota, Mikeradin, Silo Kehezik, there's no Chiyiv to pay for it. Afal Pikein, Tosfos found two Gemores. He does get paid for it. A yebotel misela, if a person is marzan abeide, and because of the achzore, he's mevatel from his meloche, so the baal abeide pays him. The same thing, if he was magdim beroyim of makoleis with money, the Baal HaPakodim pays him. And Tosfos was Machadish, that is not Medina, that's only Mitakante. Chazal made a Takone in order to give a person to motivate a person to be Matzo Nichse Chaveiroi. They realized he won't do it if he won't get paid for it, so they said that the Baal Aveide or the Baal HaPakodim should pay him. It's worthwhile for the Baal HaPakodim. But in a case where there's no purpose for the Takone, so then the Halach is that HaMavriach Harim Minichse Chaveiroi Yispoto. That is the svara of Chonon. Here it's called Mavriach Ari. We are on the second line when the lines become wide. Im Taima, Vahod Isnam Bagoizel Basre, Sateisi Bim Zagamorim Bo Bekame, Shotof Nol Chamoiroi Vachamoir Chaveiroi. That a nar went and the river overflowed, and his chamer and the chamer of his chaver got caught into this flood, and he has an opportunity to rescue one of the two chamer, either his chamer or his chaver's chamer. Shelo yofe mone, his chamer is worth a mone. Bishal chaveiroi mosayim. Viniach zeh eshaloi. So he went, decided that it would be more practical to be matzal a chamer worth mosayim. So he did not rescue his chamer. Behitzel eshal chaveiroi. He rescued his chavas chamer. So it says, ein loi elos choloi. So the chaver pays him for his work, for stircha, it does not pay him for the chamer that was lost because of that, since he was matzo, the chamer bal masayim, chamer that's worth masayim, because of that, he lost his own chamer. B'amai demei chamerai oyoloi l'shalem. We say there's a takone, but if I'm in order to, even though you say this is all Mavriach Ari, but the Takana should apply over here. Bohoya Rabbi Reitzalaymer, so Rabbi wanted to say, the Mishimhochi ain't loy elos choroi. The Mairi kegoin shebal hachamir befonot. It is speaking about that the Baal HaChamer is there. Chi osu chachomim takone animili shaloi befonov. That means mi keradin the Baal HaChamer is potter. It's Mavriach Ari. No, what is a takone? The takone only applies if it's shaloi befonov. We want to motivate this person should be matzal, Reuven should be matzal, Shimon's nechosim, so we say, Shimon will pay you. But the kohen was, if Shimon is not around, so we'll say that Shimon will pay you for all your losses, as long as you'll rescue Shimon's nechosim. But if Shimon is around, then there was no takone. So then, if you make up with him, good. If you don't make up with him, so he doesn't have to pay you. The takone was not made when he's around. Then you can make up with him. Because, so Taisa says, if that is true, so then he shouldn't pay him schore either. This also mavriach ari. The schore is also mavriach ari. Thus nam beperik hakoinis, nofel legina venenis. Now this is going to bring a raya that if you'll say that before not there's no takone, so then Schori also shouldn't have to pay. The Snan beperik hakoinis, we learned in perik hakoinis, noflo legino venenis, mishalemis mashenenis. They're speaking about a behemoth fell into someone's gine, and it had a no. So the bala behemoth has to pay for the hano. Now the shaila is, what is the case? The case is as follows, that the behemoth was walking, let's say the gina was in a valley, and the behemoth was walking by the side of the valley, and then it slipped out and fell into the gina. And there was a patch of tomatoes there, and that lightened the fall. And that is why the behemoth did not get kenizik. So that is pshat in this halacha. Noflo legino venenis, that means that the hano was that the gino made that the fall shouldn't be mazik the behemoth, mishalemes mashenenis, and before shabig mora filo nechbedo. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, the salke daitech mavriach ari menichse chaveiro. I would think he's mavriach ari. And what is the tomato patch is only accomplishing that the behemoth shouldn't get clapped from the karke, so it's cushioning the fall. So the karke is a mazik, and the tomato is cushioning the fall that the karke could make, that the karke could be mazik, that the karke could be mazik through the fall. So I would think it's mavriach ari, umash, and then it's namiloy mishalem, it's kamash malon, that you do pay mashenemis. Porich, so the Gemara asks, oh, that's a good svara. Eim hachinami, now that's like a very good svara. So memele, what, the hano is only being misalik amazik. What hano does he hear from the tomatoes? The hano from tomatoes are that it cushioned the hezek that could come about from the karke. So, tzakazoi. It's talk about Mavriach Ari. What's the difference? You chase away a ri, or you cushion the hezek that the ri could give. Or Mishani, so the Gemara answers as follows. Mavriach Ari minichse chaveiroi midaito. The whole ptul of Mavriach Ari, if he did it on his own accord, so then you put it to pay. Vahai shaloi midatoi. But this was not done on his own accord. That means the tomatoes were forced to become a mavriach chari, one teretz. Inami, teretz number two, mavriach chari less lepseide. I is lepseide. So we have here two chalukim, and the first chaluk is that midaita yepota and shalei midaita yechayv umashme lishnekame midaita afalgav de islay pseider, that midaita yepota afalgav de islay pseider pota. That's how it would seem, but since it's a shalei midatoi, the islay pseide, se yechay. Va'al kochen le'efsha leforishkei. We can't say this, that midatoi the islay pseide yepota, mahu da'ila metzias, va'secha sapayalam. That means, that's how we explained it, it's a takona, but al koponim, the person, midaita denavshei, is matzel someone's chafeitzim, be islay pseide, you do pay, al tzakone. And here the Gemara says, midaitai is potter, but he yechayv kutsu shalei midaitai. Elohochi perushe. So pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Mavriach ari heicha de leslay pseide. Mavriach ari heicha de leslay pseide. If it's midaitai, mavriach ari midaitai heicha de leslay pseide, you are potter. Hai shalei midaitai. But if it's shalei midaitai the leslay pseide, you chayv. So what does that mean? So lechere, if there's no pseide, so why should shalei midata be chay? Lav mishum dilei havi pseide yeichayit. The Gemara doesn't mean that either. That means if it fell on the patch of tomatoes, and Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to the tomatoes, but since it was shalei midata is chay, why should he be chay? Yen had enough from the tomatoes, but why should he be chay? The pshitim nechbedo. The line is kalkula peiris lama yechai. It also doesn't make sense. Ela klayma. So what does the Gemara mean? Hai shalei midatoi, sha'al kochai hum avriach ari. That means he was forced to be avriach ari. That's the taich shalei midatoi. Now, so Taisus gives, so what are we speaking about? So Taisa says, the Gemara means to say as follows. Ve'im doichkim esa'odom al kolchoi lavriach esari mimeitzori shal chaveri. If we'll force someone, that's the Taisa shaloi medatoi, ti b'mavriach anari mimeitzori shal chaveri. Aval gav the lesley pseide, even though there's no pseide, chayiv l'shalim loy schal terchay. So Memele, so Teisva says that is what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us that if I am matriach myself, if I'm matriach myself, midaita dinavshei, so it seems there was no takona either. There was no takona to pay me. I was matriach myself. I wasn't mahaniyena. I just was masalik ezik. I wasn't mafsid mummin. So I cannot. There was no takona for schar tirche. There was no for takona since I'm not losing anything. Less like pseidin, I'm doing it. So it seems there was no takona that he should pay me for my tirch. But if I was forced into it, if I was forced into this Isaac, so then it seems, so then I can demand the schar tircha. Was forced into this, I can demand the schar tircha. In the case of Mavriya Chari, I don't know, l'cheira this should work out takone, because without takone, stamazoi, it's Mavriya Chari. But here there was, since I was forced into it, I'm not doing it midaite, so chazal, and yen is deriving benefit from it, so he should pay me for the schar tich. That is what the Gemara says. Vahashte. Now, let's go. By he, so then there's a takone. So l'cheira there's a takone. By Shaloi Midate. But Midate, what did Taisus accomplish? Taisus found the Gemara that for Schar Tirche, Midaitoi, by Mavri Achari, you can't mount Schar Tirche. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is, you cannot mount Schar Tirche if you do it Midaitoi. If it's, he was forced to do it, then he can mon schar tircha. That's in the, a yesod of schar tircha. Vahashte, we didn't have a locha yet about schar tircha. We had kapoil botel, that's hefset, he's losing work. Or he paid money. We only had a Gemaras that spoke about a person lost money because he was Mavri Achari, and then Taisus Epshat, Mitzad HaTakone, you have to pay him the money he lost. But if he didn't lose any money, but he was Tereyach, do you pay him for his Tirche? So Taisus says a Gemara in Baba Kama that it depends. If he did it midaita dinamshei, you don't pay him. If he was forced to do it, you do pay him. That's Taisus has such a yesod. That's pshat nyani gemara. Vahashte behid the geizel basra. Im neforish tidmei chamoyri eini chayv l'shalem lefi shuhu befonam. Now this person had a hepsit. He had a hepsit. He lost his chamoyr. So Taisus had asked, so why doesn't he have to pay him for the chamer? So Rebbe wanted to say, the reason he doesn't have to pay him for the chamer is because it's befono. That means, so this whole takone was only said, if it's shaloi befono, we made a takone. If it's befono, there's no takone. Alme, Cheshvinin keilu lesley pseide. That means, befonov, even though he had a pseide, but befonov it's kelesley pseide. Im kain, so on the chamoyer, there's nothing but to talk about. The chamoyer is befonov, so that's lesley pseide. Im kain le yehele afilus chorik, even the midatu, but lesley pseide. So fektach teisves, so why does he get schar tirche? That's tamazay, there's no chiyuv. That I have a gemara that schar tirche, if there's no pseide, so there's no schar tirche. I figure it out from my gemara in Baba Kama. So pseide, you say, the inyan of pseide, the takone that was said, that if I was nivsad because I was matzel you have to pay me, that only applies shalei befonav. So this pseide is commander lesser since it's befonav. So why do you pay schar tiche? Schar tiche you never pay by mavri achari. It's midaiter. Al kain nira le rebi, da hainu taim edeinu mishalom demei chamoiroi, shalei tiknu chachomim shiichayv lishalim, Elamashu Mahana Isoi. So Taisus falls off on this whole shtick tayr, and Taisus is a new shtick tayr. Be Emerson, Mavri Achari, Yepot, and Mikaradin. But does a takone, if you're getting benefit from it, Chazal said, you should pay for it. So the takana was only that he pays him with what he's mahana him. V'ein mahana oisoi elo kedei schoi. That's what he's mahanim. The hano is that he's doing work for him. And that's what he's mahanim. Shrei gam hu hayomoytzi lahatzu b'chdei scholi. That means I could have gotten someone to be matzo my chamer if I'll pay him. That means there were other people around, and I could have gone over to someone and given a schar tiche, and he would be matzo my chamer. It was not necessary for me to pay a mon in order to be matzo my chamer. That means there were 20 people around, and I could have told the 20 people, to, could have hired them, that they should be matzo my chamer, and they take schar tiche, let's say, which is 50 zuz. So you, I give 50 zuz, that's a takone. The takone is that how much you mahane me, your tiche is a value of 50 zuz, so that I have to pay you. That was the takone, even though I didn't hire you. But that was the takone. You have to pay him from the benefit you're deriving from him. But I didn't need the 20 other people didn't have chamoyrim, that's law. So memela, the only hanoi I have for you is a tikha that is worth 50 zuz. That's what I pay you. Ve'einem ha-hanoi se'el k'dei schori, she'gam hu o'yoyo moitzi lahatzel b'chdei schori. I could have also found other people that could have been matzah b'chdei schori. Da'al kochach marish yochel lahatzel shlo yisko yis min hefka. So this is as follows. If the story is speaking about that the Bailim can't be matzah, or the Bailim can't find anyone to be matzah, so then this is a problem. So then it's hefka. Because it's avudim imenu. So Napshad, he gives back the chamer and he pays him. He can keep the chamer for himself. So Kochach was speaking about that this, the chamer that's worth Messiah, either he could have been matzal or he got someone else to be matzal it. So all, the only benefit that the Baal HaChamer that's worth Messiah got is that instead of me being matzo, so you are matzo. So that means that I know that I didn't have to make the Maisat Sola. You are Mahanami, so that I'll pay you. But more than that, I don't have to pay you. You got here the Hepsid that what you lost your Chamer that's worth a money, but that was not necessary to be matzo my Chamer. The Hatzola of the Chamer could have come about without this. So that's the takone. The takone was that I only have to pay you from the ano I derive from you. And that was the only ano. Another person would have to pay 50 zuz, so you will also give 50 zuz. But more than that, I don't have to pay you. We learned in the Mishnah that muda ano mechaveiroi that is Marzel Aveide, and be mocking Shenoitlim Schar Tipol Hano Lehegdish. And the mocking where the Marzel Aveide takes Schar, so Tipol Hano Lehegdish. So what does this mean? Zuktaisus, Bemokim Shenoitlim Scha Tipol Hano Lehegdish. Beperik Ein Bein Amuda, Muki Lo, there's two Ekimtas in the Gemara. One Ekimta speaking about Bein Bechshenichsei Shneyem Asurim Ze Oze. That means it's speaking about that the Marzer can't have Hano from the Baal Aveide, and the Baal Aveide can't have Hano from the Marzer. Is Mishim Hochi Tipla No Lehegdish. Leimoti Magzer Little Schar, because the Magzer can take Schar from the Balaveide, because I can't even know from you. Now, Lechayre, I think the Chazon Ish speaks about this in the Dorim. Lechayre, this is speaking about the two types, there's a Muda Hanomi Nechosov, Namuda Hanomi Menu. That means there's two oifanim, it can make someone mudarano. Means, mudarano means I can't have ano from you, you can't be mahanami. And then there's a case I can't have ano from your nechosim. Actually, you're not mahanami. That means I can't sit on your chair, you're not mahanami, I have ano from your nechosim. Let us say for practical purposes, perhaps we'll understand this better, that here we're speaking about, let's say, for both, is mudar anomi mena, mudar anomi nechosam. I can't have enough from your nechosam. Now, if I can't have enough from your nechosam, now I understand very good. So, the magzer aveide, usually, b'mokim shenogu litel schar, so the magzer aveide would take, echveis tenzus for his pool of chazorah. Now, but the ten zuz of the Baal Aveide, he's not even know from that, so he can't take the ten zuz. Fine, so he won't take the ten zuz. So he says, I won't take the ten zuz. So now the Baal Aveide has a know from the Maser Aveide. That means, really, I owe you ten zuz, and you moichu me, and I have to pay you, so you're mahana me. He can't keep it for himself, because that's called, so the Marzaved was Mahanem. He has to pay for this. This is, normally you have to pay for these services. So Lecheira, I think, Abshad is what happens. So the Balaved gives the ten zuz to Hegdish. And I think it's Bishlichus of the Magzer Aveide. That means, you can't give it to me, I'm not to have a no from these Nechosim, so I can't have a no, but you're just like Tembon the Laplaini, Vakadish and Iloch, if you're giving Alpi Mai Tzivoi, so it's considered I got it, but I didn't have a no from it. So you're giving it to Hegdish, so it's considered you're paying me for my services by giving it to Hegdish. But it is not considered like I had enough from the Nechosim, because I didn't have enough from the Nechosim. I think that's Pshat and Tesfis. So Memele, so that's one way we can say Pshat in this mission. A second way we can say Pshat the Mishnah, Bein Bishen Nichzei Magzer Davke Asurim Al Baal Aveide. No, that's not speaking about that the Buddha Hanom Zemizeh. This is another Kimten de Gemara. No, Nichzei Magzer Asurim Al Baal Aveide. The Baal Aveide can't even know from the Magzer. V'lei Nichzei Baal Aveide Asurim Al Magzer. So, theoretically, he could have taken the payment. He says, I'm allowed to have a no from you. I work for you, so give me the... But that's the story. The story, he doesn't want to take schar. He doesn't want to take schar. So if he doesn't want to take schar, so it comes out that he's being mahane, the Baal Aveide, in the Nichsei Magzer are also on the Baal Aveide, so the Baal Aveide does not have enough from the Magzer, so he doesn't want to take schar. So he'll keep it for himself, so he's having enough from him. Zeni Yochel La'akpe, V'tipel Ano La'egdish. So you don't want to take it to me, so I'll give it to Hegdish. And he says, the schar which should have been given to you, I'm giving to Hekdesh. Now, we had one of the cases that Amuda Anoz Muta Shaykaloi Eshikloi. So the Gemara said, what's the case of Shaykaloi? Why are you permitted to do this? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Kovid, this non termin ala Ovid, ala Govi, ala Osid Ligbois. So Rashi had said, Pshat, let us just see Rashi for 1 minute. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. This non termin as alishka besholish kupes on three things. Ala Ovid, that means the truma and the kupis is not only truma on the money in the lishke, no, it's truma on the money that was sent, was intended to get to the lishke, but it got lost. So we take truma on that shekel also. So male, if I'm taking truma on that shekel, so memela, so this truma is, so the kabonis which will purchase from this truma is for, will help for that bala shekel also, because we're taking truma on that shekel. Case number one. Val ha-govui, shedai le-giya ka. Case number two is speaking about that the shekel, the matzah shekel was given already, to be brought to the Lishka, it didn't arrive there. So when the Torim from the Lishka, they mean to be Torim on the Shekel HaGovri. So Memel also, so that Bala Shekel also is the Chelik and the Kobanetsi, because we're Torim on that Shekel. And the third thing, the Torim on, Bal HaOsid Ligvois, on the shekel, which eventually will be nigve. Now Rashi says, "Avot afilu le'nigve lachem mikam." So that means that the word teirim afilu, if this person will never give a machzus a shekel, yesh lechelik betrume bekobonis. That it means they were teirim trume for all those who afilu never will give Matzus or Shekel, to also a term for him. So Memele, so he wasn't Mahanehim by being Shekel or Shikloi, that through me you're getting a Chelik in the Kobonis, because you have five a Chelik in the Kobonis. Al Shechisa Mitzvah, but since you did not give your Matzus or Shekel, so you're Machasar a Mitzvah. Rashi says, so all the Nisan accomplishes is that is a mitzvah to give a matzah a shekel, and it seems he gets the schar. He's giving a matzah a shekel for yen, so he's getting a mitzvah, but it's not called he was mahana yen in any way. That is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Well, the osid ligvos perish hak bekunteris. Afilu loy nigve lipsoif. So Rashi says, Amuim v'kechidish, that a person who never gave a matzah a shekel is a chelik in the kobolos. No, it's only a mitzvah to give, but it's not ma'akev in the, to receive a chelik in the kobolos. V'kosha l'rebi, chode dahavle l'misni v'al ha'osid ligvois, v'su loy, Dava Ovid Begovi Bechlau. In fact, Tachtaisvis, this is Amoyed the Kachidish. That a fellow, a person, never gave a Machzus a Shekel, he has a Chelik. So you have to tell me the first two cases, he gave and it got lost. He gave and didn't come to the Lishke yet. Hashem Hashem absolutely didn't give you a Chelik. Ba'oit, Kasha number two. This nan Umaisi Lo Bazot, B'nei Ha'ir Sheshoklu Shekleim. The Bnei here gave their shkolim, v'nignevu mehashluchim. And the shluchim, it got stolen from the shluchim. Aisha avdu, or got lost. Aisha avdu yashluchim. Im ad sheloi nitra mahatrume. That means, it was, let's say, the Torim, be'echot benissen, a Torim de Trume, the Shluche here were given the Shkolem Chof Ches Adol. They're taking the Shkolem to Yerushalayim, to the Lishke, and Chof Ches Adol gets lost. Is Nishboim Ashluchim Libnei Ha'ir, so they come back to the Bnei Ha'ir, and they swear, Rabbeisai, we didn't pocket the Shkolem, we're swearing that it got lost. Ubnei Ha'ir Shoiklim Umevim Acherim Tachtei, so they have to give over again, so listen, it was lost. So when they're going to be Torah and Bechad Benissen, Ashkolim are not included because Ashkolim are lost. So they have to give over again Shkolim. Avo Mishenitramo, but what is the din? If they were bringing the Shkolim to the Lishke, and they were Torah already, and then they lost it, Achayis HaHegdish. Then, Achayis is on Hegdish. That's what it says in Masechet Shkolim. V'im keperish hakunteres. Now, if Rashi is right, Rashi said, Amir dekechidish, that you have a chelik in the kabonis, afilu you don't give anything. Tafilu leinigvu lipsoif termim aleim, why do you have to give again Shkolim? Why do you have to give again Shkolim? Lemaise, they'll get a chelik in the kolben without doing anything. My bnei yeshayku mevi macherim tachteim. Im ishum mitzvah, or you say alts mitzvah, the mitzvah they won't have. That means a chelik in the kolben they'll have, but the mitzvah they won't have. So Taisu says, "Alts the mitzvah, afilu after it's nitrama. Nitrama is only to get a chelik in the kolben, but the mitzvah lemaisa they never had, because lemaisa the shkolim never came to hegdish. So that's Taisu's second kasha. That means if Rashi is right." That you get a chelik in the kolben without ever being matrish a matzis a shekel, so why do the bnei yeir have to be teirim again, matrish again? V'oit, in kasha number 3, perish Rashi al ha'ovud, mi she'sholach shikloi v'ovad, the shliach lost it. Ba'al ha'govui shadayin lo higiyah. The shlich didn't lose it. Because dim kein zuvein tzach leima zuktani. So zuvein tzach leima. The first case is that I have a chelik in the kolben if the shlich lost it. And the second case is I have a chelik in the kolben if the shlich didn't lose it. So that's Zuvain Tzach Leimer. If the Shlich lost it, he had a chelik in the Kolben. If he didn't lose it, he's coming to Bezdin. He's coming, he's bringing it to Yerushalayim. I see he had a chelik in the Kolben. So therefore, because of all these kashas, Taisus is chelik on Rashi. Elonire leforish al ha'ovud shabo liyad gabai v'ovad. It came to the gabai already. It came to the Lishke, and the gabai lost. Valagovi biyad ashliach, the nevad miyad ashliach. Now it's loizuavsu. Loimi boy, if it came to the gabai and then it got lost from the gabai. You have a chelik in the kolben. Came to the gabai. Nefilu never came to the gabai. The shliach lost it. Vosefte shenitrama. So also have a chelik in the kolben. Lacha shenitrama atrume. The nevad kainim shenitrama atrume chayom bar bachayis. So that's the then you have a chayis and you don't have a chelik in the kolben. So now Taisvus is completely chelik on Rashi and the Taich. Ovud does not mean from the shliach. Ovud means from the gabe. And then Afilu wasn't lost from the Gabi, it was over from the Gabi, from the Shliach, after Shenitrama, he also is a Chelik. Val Ha'osid Ligvois means, Sheyovili de Givi Lipsoi, Taker, but Lomai said there will be a Givi. They weren't Givi yet, he wasn't Matrisha, but there'll be a Givi. So Memele, so that's these three halachas. The first halachas, there was a hafloshe. It got lost by the gabi, it got lost by the shlich, or there wasn't even hafloshe, but there will be hafloshe. So now, we have a big problem. So this case of shaykel ashikloi, I mean, Taisvis is telling us that lemaise. Taisus is telling us, Lemaise, in order to have a chelik in the kolm, you have to be mafrish a machzis a shekel. But if the gabi lost or the shliach lost it, so then you have a chelik in the kolm. But if he wasn't mafrish, and he won't be mafrish, so he's equal to a chelik in the kolm. So we're back to the kashas, he's mahan him. Ba'ovud v'govi, le'im echayev ba'ilam b'chayev. So Taisvah says that that's pshat. It's speaking about that it's ovid and govi. That means either the ba'ilam had already given the shekel and it got lost by the gabi, or the ba'ilam gave it to a shliach and it got lost by the shliach. So this accomplished that is a chelik in the kabbonis already. In both cases, it was lost afterward the truma was nitram. So the maise, so a chelik in the kabbonis he got because he was mafresh a shekel, but the maise got lost. It seems there's a mitzvah kaponim that the matzus a shekel should eventually end up in the lishke. So that mitzvah, the other person is doing for him. And it seems that other person gets the mitzvah. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. But he's not maviach anything from me because the chelik and the kolban he got from his first afrosha. But the first afrosha ended up with aveid. The other was never from the shliach or was never from the gabi. Now we have here halachim pereyas chayvoi. So the Gemara is the kasha komishtar shilei. If I'm perei the choyv, so he's deriving benefit from me. So Moses is going according to Chonon. And Chonon says that priyas choyv is not called mishtarish. It's not called I was mahanehim. And just like if I'm doing it with an intent to get paid for it, I won't get paid. He doesn't owe me money for this. It's a mavriach hari. So if I don't have an intent to get paid, it's not called I was mahanim. So that's why Amuda no mechaber is pereyes choybe. Ha'mani chonon i da omar ibed moisot. Hoyul v'chein, sheini yochel ato litoivoy mimenu. Since if he would have given the money with an intent to be toiveya from the loive, he in Choshem Mishpot, there is no right to be Teveya. So Memele, so if he's not Teveya, I'm not Mahane. That means if I would have a Schus Tviya, so I'm Moichel you the Tviya, so I'm Mahane you. But since I don't have a Schus Tviya, because it's Mavriya Chari, it's a Lika Hezik, so therefore, if I'm not Teveya, it's not called I'm Mahane you. Af al pi fraktach teisve, shem mikol moki mahaneyu, shein tzorich leshalem choyvay. But there's another hano. Not that hano, you don't have to pay me, because you don't owe me money. But vinisht vi, if it wouldn't be for me paying the malva, you'd have to pay $100. And now that I paid, you know, so the malva won't mount from you $100. So that's called from my pa'ule, by me giving the malva $100, you're having a hano. Mishimhochi loy mitzah shein ela groma ba'alme. That's true, you have ano, 100%. You have ano. Less man the Paul gave a no, but that's called, I wasn't mahana you directly. It was an indirect ano, by me giving the malva, so the malva won't be goyver from you. That's called, I was goyrim you ano. Mudder ano mechaveirim is, I can't be mahana you directly. But through a grome, indirectly, that's not nesa, by mudder ano. And that's mutter. V'domi lahodisnan be'ein bein amuda. We find another case that a yidei grome, I'm allowed to be mahanim. Hamuda hanome chaveiroi ve'ein loi ma'yoichal. A person is mutter, Reuben can't have ano from Shimon, and Reuben is nothing but to eat. Yelech eitzel chembeni arogel etzloi. So, Shimon goes to a chembeni, and he tells him, you know, there's a big problem over here. That Reuben can't have ano from me. I would like to give, Shimon tells the chembeni, I'd like to give Reuben money. There's nothing what to eat, but he can't have ano from me. So, but there's nothing what to eat. There's a problem. So the chembeni goes over to Reuben, v'yitein l'shum matone, so he gives Reuben a matone, and then he goes over to Shimon and takes money from Shimon. Now, Shimon didn't know money. Shimon never made the chembeni a shlich. Shimon would tell the chembeni, Give Reuven money, Pishlichusi, so then that'll be also, so it's called a Mahanim. So everything is done, it's two matones, the Chemin is giving him a matone, but, and Shimon gives the Chemin a matone. Shalom al Yisrael. But if Shimon would not give the Chemin never give Reuven. So again, this is a Hano indirectly. Avogav dal yode mishtar shilei mizayni. Now he has mizayni. That's all because of me. Sorry. Oyem lo yoved al agrome baume. V'lo idomi lo oise lo imaloche da osa. Avogav lo imotzi tobe lo imenei. Da osa mididei le didei komisani. Avaloche grome baume. Now, the Kani Reim says Pshat, and the thesis is going on a case over here. The Kani Reim says that, I think it's speaking about that, the Reuben and Shimon are both of them are plowing a field, and, Shimon can't have enough from Reuben, and Reuben is plowing next to him. Now, because Reuben is plowing the furrow next to him, it seems that Shimon's plowing comes out is much easier. The earth becomes softer because of Reuben's plowing. Reuben is plowing for himself. Shimon is plowing for himself, but since one is plowing next to the other, so Shimon has enough from Reuben's plowing. Now, so it says Reuben is not allowed to do that. He's being Mahana Shimon. Now, let's ask another shayla. In Choshen Mishpat, could Reuben get money from Shimon that he's plowing next to him? And after Kitok, he's not doing anything for me. You're plowing for yourself. Now, because of your plowing, it's easier for me to plow, so there's no tvi in Choshen Mishpat. Afal Pikein, Amuda Nozosa. So what is Taisus asking? So Taisus is asking, L'chayre from our Gemara, we see that our Gemara was Taylor a mutter, not mutter, because since Chanan holds he can't get money for what he's doing, that is why he could be meichel him. Even though he's not getting money, he's not being mahanim because he can't get money side by side. So vices, everything is totally in money. If he couldn't get money, and that's Chana knows he can't get money, she allowed to do it. So Taisa says, I have a gebonganitazai. If one is plowing next to the other, I also can't get money for you, to mun your money because I'm plowing next to you. From desk, I'm not allowed to do it. So Taisa says, that's called a direct hanoah. That means my plowing is mahana you. Here, my plowing is mahana you. So even though I can't be teveya momin for this pula, but I'm mahana you. My shenkin over here, if I can't be teveya money for paying the choy, the hanoah is a gromadika hanoah. The hanoah is that the malv isn't given from you. So that's why it's mutter. That is how Taisus learned Pshat Magamor. The Rabbi Netam Meforish Ta'ayri, Rabbi Netam is the whole new Pshat. Rabbi Netam holds that if I pay up your choy, I was mahani you. I incline a kite. I was mahani you. You hear that? No. Did not hold this whole shtick teure of Mavri Achari. Siluka Hezek, a penny saved is not called a penny earned by Priyas Choyv. Rabbi Netam Meforish Tairi Davke B'mezaynes Ishtoy. The whole Chonam who said that the Loive is potter to pay the Peireya, it's not by a Loive and a Malva, that's Davke by a Baal and Ishtoy. Mishim Hochi potter. That means Chanan is speaking about, that's the whole Chanan we have. We don't even know the Chanan. That someone is Mafanis Ishtoi. So the Baal does not have to pay the Mafanis. Mishim Hochi Potter, Deina Dover Boro Shamishayev Zea Baal Mazainis. So because the Baal can tell him, I'm sorry, you weren't mahana me anything. If you wouldn't have given, could be, I also wouldn't have to give him a zaynis. Shema oye yoche lihi poter, shishat moise betam temes and lehoise moise mishamam tzilamot. That means, he tells him like this, I didn't have intentions of giving her money. And if you wouldn't have given her money, so what would she have done? So she would have worked and supported herself. She doesn't have enough, so she eat betzimtzum bedoichik. Ava garde beposkel or bezden mairi, even though bezden paskind that she's allowed to borrow money, hilav hochi lohoyim achayv lekul alme, shahlisha alatmo hoyim achayv aloy psak bezden. If bezden didn't say she's allowed to borrow money, first she has to go to bezden, even mavara that sekumtir, who is the psak, she could borrow money on his husband. That means the shem she'll get is worthwhile the tzimtzum. That means she'll be borrowing money and people will be talking. She's a rafta, and she's buying so much money and people will start talking. So it's worthwhile for her not to borrow money. So that is pshat. In Chonon, so Chonon says, you weren't mahanami. That means if you wouldn't have been so generous, I could have got away without paying anything. So Memelo, that's not called you a mahanami. Okay, you'd make kalya for me. Now she's eating so good, you gave her. But that's not called you a mahanami because without you, I also wouldn't have to give her mizainis. See, you weren't mahanami. Avo gabishtar choyf. But the samazay achoyv, you have a malven a loive, and the loive doesn't have any dreidlach over here. The loive 100% will have to pay the choyv. And now someone pays the chai for him, the chan is also by this. He's mahanim. At the mtsugishtelt gel, then you see, have to pay a full life chonim. This is called Anno. So, the Gemara says, is going according to Chonon. Chonon isn't talking about Pereyas Chayvay. What is Pereyushe? Homoni Chononi, Kloimer. Hai Pereya Mairi Ba'isei Chayv Dairi Ba'chonon. We're speaking about the Pereyas Chayv that Chonon is speaking about. The Hainu B'mozini Ishe Davke. B'chononi. That's Psham the Gemara. V'chein Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbi Chananu says, "Bishoni Rabbi Yeshaya, hod etznan a pereyas chayvoy, zaynis ishtehen, bali bedachon." That is how the Rabbi Tam learned Pshat. So that's mekonta Rabbi Tam. The whole musig of mavri achari is only in cases that it's not borrowed that it'd be a hezek. Who says there would have been a hezek? That's the whole din of Mavriachi. So all the problems that Tosfos had, Dachsach Mir, fall away according to this Rabbeinu Tam. V'rivo evi raya mi Rishalmi. Now the Rivo brings a guy from the Rishalmi to who adin b'shal choyvi. That the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Chonon pater b'shal choyv. D'garsin en hosn b'pirkin. Abe b'momo boy. Apeireya sh'tal choyv shal chaveiroi sh'loi midat. Abe b'momo klar d'shayt. What happens if a person pays up a choyv? B'plukte d'chanon u'bnei kahanim g'doylem. So he said, so that means, according to the Bnei Kahanim G'doylem, according to Chanon, you're potter. And according to the Bnei Kahanim G'doylem, L'chayre, you should be chay. So L'chayre, even though they're choylik by Mephanes Esishtoi, L'chayre by Prius Choy would also be the same achloikis, that what? That the Bnei Kahanim G'doylem will be mechay. Omar Ravasi, Sir Ravasi said no. The Bnei Kahanim, punkt verkehrt. The Bnei Kahanim G'doylem were only Mechayev by Ishtoi. But by Achoyv, they also hold your potter, like Chonon. Omar Ravasi, time of the Bnei Kahanim G'doylem, Tamon le ola bedaite she Thomas Ishtoi bero. That means, over there, by Ishtoi, he never had any intentions that his wife would die of hunger. So therefore, Yizichai has to pay. Yizichai has to give him his ownness. There's no two ways about it. So if Yene laid out money for him, so he has to pay. He was Mahanim. But when it comes to Achoyiv, so who says you are Mahanimi? He lent me money, if I seen a lay, a mochali, he'll be meichel me. I'll go over to him, I'll give him a drosha, he did one mitzvah, kesef talve, I'll be mezaki with another mitzvah, be meichel me now. Bus geiter on, achilik. So my meile, so you bechlan amahanami. By his wife, she has to eat, there's no shayla, him. It was a gvir, he lent him $100. It was spilt a sarola by the lent me $100. Be meichel me. So Mamela, so are you not called Mahan at all? Frekti. So Mamela, so he wanted to say that according to the Bnei Kahanim G'doylem, by Chayv, you'll also be potter. Just like Chon. Frekti, Shalmi, Ago, Ba'atzim, Choda, Ve'gabe, Mashkin. Yeah, what if the Malveh the Mashkin will be over there? So Mamele, he's holding a Mashkin. So you have to pay in order to get back the Mashkin.
So the Levi says, no, Matthias, Avinu Levi, Avinu Meshkin, I'd ask him, he'd give back the Meshkin also. Even though you have the Meshkin, Abba, Kempoilu.
Atkan be Balchoyv Shein Edoichik. Good, I hear, by Balchoyv Shein Edoichik, he's a millionaire, $100 will make it or break it, so Mamela, there you can say you want Mahanami. You'll be Mephiasim. A Philip of Balchoyv Doichik, what be a Balchoyv Doichik that tips? So the Chayre there, the Mnekan and Gdoilim should be Chaylik and Chonon, and they shall give Mokhuyiv to pay. Nishmane min Hado, Shoykaloy Yeshikloy, it says, Shoykaloy Yeshikloy, Loy Shokal in Memashkene. Now let me ask you. If he wouldn't have paid the shekel for him, so wouldn't Bezen be mamashkin it from him? So that's called a Baal Chayv Doichik. Or the Omet, a fill of a Baal Chayv Doichik. It's also not called a Hano, and he doesn't have to pay. Now, let's not get involved in the whole Yerushalmi, but Al Kaponim, we hear from the Yerushalmi, often the exact hepech what Rabbeinu Tam says. The Rabbeinu Tam said, by Pereyas Chayvai Afulu Chanan holds the Levi has to pay back. The whole machlekes is by Mefarnesas Ishtai, because there, if, the Baal Ketain, if you wouldn't give her money, she would have been Mefarnesas Atzma and finished, and so you want Mahanami too much. But by Chayv, 100%, Chanan holds you have to pay back the Pereyas. And the Yerushalmi is a pilpul if by choyv what the Bnei Kahanim Gdolim hold, if you have to pay back. Chanan is poshut, you don't have to pay back. Now the Yerushalmi is metzadik by choyv, could be the Bnei Kahanim Gdolim also moida. Only by mefalnes as ishtay, because in Odom, le'olo v'dati she'tomas ishtay bero, so he have a often Yerushalmi, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. That was the reverse kasha. Alme. So you see from the Yishalmi, machloikis bebalchoiv kemoyle mezainis. So memele, so clone not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Vaime Rabbeinu Tam. Al kochacha poli gemori Yerushalmi sa gemori shalom. Yeah, you found the Yerushalmi. I'm speaking in Babel. You found the Yerushalmi. But I got news for you. There's a machlekes Bible in Yerushalmi. The Muki Mahu time of the Shoykel Ashikli. Kibnei Kahanim Doilim. Afal Gav the Mamashkin in Alashkolim. The Yerushalmi says, Pshat Shoykel Ashikli, even though it's about Chayv Dochuk and everything, you also put it to pay. Vaveshaye Muki Lo Kehano. Ravishaya says it's going according to Hano. The way you're saying Pshat, you're saying Pereyas Choivoi is Mamish Pereyas Choivoi. That's what you're saying. So I'll show you this a machlik, it's Babylon Yerushalmi. The Babli said, Ravishaya said it's only going according to Hano. Still according to you. That is speaking Mamash Pereyas Choivoi. It's only going according to Hano. Yerushalmi says, Pereyas Chayv is going according to everyone. So you see, number one is a machlokes. Upolig legamri. So just like there's such a machlokes, so it's a ganze chayli. Galas fayach svore. Umeforish leipolig ele b'mozin esisha ki de borshine. So he says, no, the Bavli is polig in ganze nandi Yerushalmi. And Bavli holds that the whole machlokes is only by Mozin Eisha. But by Choyv, everyone holds that you mechuyev to pay. Boy, dal koch and sugi dirushami leosa ki sugi dochi. De le divrei rove tzorech leforish de shoyko loy shikloy haino ba'ovid ve'govid. It's speaking about by Ovid Begovi, the Dafka case of Ovid Begovi, the Ilav Hochi Shekele Shikle Maika Mishtar Shile. So Bikitzel, so the Rabbi Natam says that that's 100% true, the Yerushalmi is not the way he said, but Leidach he said the Yerushalmi is not like Bavli.